Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. Oh.
We're back. Wake the fuck up. You're about to fight monsters. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's amazing. We're going to fight monsters with, like, nothing. With no attributes at all. It's no traits, no attributes. We're just, like...
I'm going to... get it. You're raw dog straight in. Bad guys.
Like no condom kind of shit right here.
That's not what I was talking about. I don't know.
Oh, I thought that's what right there, man. Was. That's
going right there, man. Like, got to go to the gutter. It's not at all what I was talking about.
More like the groin.
Raw dogging.
Yeah. So Simon and Leah, you're on a boat. You're not going fast. And what are you doing?
So what did?
Yeah, you are muted.
We left. I didn't realize we actually shoved off or anything.
I don't think they left.
No, I said you're not going fast, and it was a joke. You're not moving because you're on the boat and it's going fast. And
gotcha.
I'm gonna give you guys some fucking adrenaline. Jesus Christ, I cannot carry this for another 30 minutes. You gotta give me something, or else we're gonna have a cliffhanger real soon.
What happened up there?
Well, I mean, she gave us some information. She said the only way we could probably stop Lady Kelly was by finding the two halves of this book that she mentioned, and that one of the people that she knows had the book, at least a half of it, was Grimwald.
Oh, did you guys take when you finished him off? Did he have anything on him then?
No, I don't, but I checked him. I don't remember anything on him, but we didn't exactly thoroughly look through his shop the last time when we left.
Well, where did they say the other half was?
She said it was in the hands of someone who believes themselves a magician. Whatever that means.
I don't know anybody who that could apply to.
Unless maybe she's talking about the DuPonts.
I don't know.
Because Mr. DuPont was at the ritual site.
But if this was a book that could stop Lady Callie, would he have it on him at the ritual site?
No, probably not. But it might be back at their house. In that one room I couldn't get into last time.
Well, what do we do? So you don't know where they went?
No. I think our best option is to regroup and then go to Grimwald's place, because trying to push our luck here, I mean, just facing one of those creatures almost killed us. I mean, well, it did kill one of us. Technically, so. I don't think we're equipped enough to fight in any kind of head-on confrontation at this point. I feel like, all things considered, given what we've learned in just the last few hours, I think that what we accomplished was actually pretty lucky, honestly.
Well, the lake is already starting to freeze over. If we don't get going soon, we won't be able to get across it.
Or we could always just walk, I guess.
Across the ice?
Yeah, if we need to.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's dangerous, but it's not any more dangerous than staying on this island.
Mom, do you want to run away?
No. I'm wanting to gather the weapons we need to fight.
As you guys stand there on the bank and the boat, you see the lighthouse is on. Whoever is happens to be looking that direction, you might see some movement on the far bank. It's hard to tell. The door to the lighthouse opens, and then someone goes inside.
Mariah, are you warmed up some now?
I mean, a little bit.
Do you think you?
And she's like back? Jogging in place.
You think you can go back with us?
Yeah, I'm not staying on the boat by myself.
Yeah. So I will.
I'm taking these blankets.
No, you should. I'm gonna go turn off the boat. So let's go see if we can find them real quick. But I have a bad. Did you feel weird just a few minutes ago?
You mean the ground?
Yeah. It felt weird like that before that first creature came after us.
5, 4, 3, 2. So anything you're gonna do? 1, 0. All right, you're headed back. All right, Lord. You guys start heading back. Are you doing so with haste, or are you kind of like, hey guys, it's the end of the world. I guess we'll go back. Yeah.
Well, not haste, but not
casual stroll.
Don't like, you know the phrase haste makes waste?
I'm sorry. What'd you say, Leah?
I said, don't you know the phrase haste makes waste?
All right, so you guys walk back. It's easier. You're walking back.
We're not running. Like,
right. Like jog. No
child with us.
All right.
We're strutting.
You're strutting back.
Yes.
Like a brisk walk. It's not like it's. We're walking with purpose, not running.
As it will take you about 8-ish minutes to get to the pool at this pace. All right, Tony and Nord, all alone. Tony, it seems as though the braziers responded to you, not Nord. Nord, you have no power here. You're invisible, it doesn't know. There it is. All right, the action, oh my god, is on you guys.
I say, who's here?
Good. All right, so Nord, you're in the doorway. As you've slinked in, it is dark as fuck in here, despite the braziers just having come on. This room goes off far to the left, far to the right, much farther than you might have expected. A good 30 feet in both directions. This is like the top bar of a T, and then the corridor continues on straight. There's another large doorway, two doors, or double doors, similar but smaller to the one you just came from. From the darkness, and now with a little bit more of that ambient light, you see figures moving, especially after Tony announces himself. Who's here? Comes the voice at with much more chutzpah than Tony normally had possessed. You see those shapes moving. Nord, you seeing them first, you can tell they are wearing the pelts with the antlers and such and having the cudgels. You see four of them as they start moving towards you to bludgeon not you, but Tony to death. Two of them run up to you, Tony, running past Nord. Cudgels high, as they come down to brain you.
Spend cunning.
Oh, you spend cunning. Okay.
because that's what I'm going to do. Having heard my buddy announce our arrival, I'm going to spend cunning and move off to the side, and I'm going to throw down a couple of those the apprentice powders that I got, Bill.
Yep.
At the direction of where these people are.
Do you remember what they do?
Yeah, I do. They create a bunch of smoke, and they do 1d4 plus 1 damage if they hit.
All right. What do you bid to do this?
I will bid my pointy end goes there ability. No. I'm going to bid my sleight of hand because I don't want it to come from me. Like, yep. I want it to look like it just comes from, like, the netherworld.
Yep. As you launch two of these things at the same time at a couple of them, or what?
Yeah, I'm just going to launch them. I'm going to throw them. I'm going to say, we come from the other side.
All right, throw down. Threshold is 3. As Tony, you see these two glass pellets fly out from seemingly nowhere. The four acolytes who were rushing you stumble as this potentially happens.
Oh, shit. Well, you said I need 3 successes?
3 successes. Damn. The threshold is 3, so you need 4 to do a clean success.
Well, I have no more proficiencies, so there's that. No, I have 1 more. I have learning proficiency. Which I totally could use.
Agreed.
But I would like to use my hide ability to activate my marksman ability.
Yep.
To give me 4 successes.
All right, 4 is a clean success. Roll your damage. Remember, you get +1 for the extra success as you launch these things. Tony, are you dropping cunning?
Yes.
All right, it is your turn then. As you see, well, you don't see Nord do it because he's fucking invisible, but you do see what he tries to do. Throwing these things, they explode in a violent flurry of fire and then billowing smoke and a small explosion. What are you doing, Tony?
I take my baton out and I try and hit them.
You hitting 1 or 2, or you going Kung Fu Jet Li? What's happening here?
I'll go on to, for the nearest one.
All right, the one who's nearest to you, run up and try to brain him with your baton. What do you bid to do this? And you need to throw down. What'd you get, Nord?
On one of them I got a 2, which okay. I couldn't have rolled any lower than that. and the other one I got a it's half a 3. That's 1.
Well, you round up.
Doing a D8.
No. 3 would be 2.
3 would be 2. Because
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
Yep.
So I got a 2 and a 3.
All right. 2 or 3, so 5. As as this, the first explosion of glass sends out shards of glass that just pepper the first acolyte all up his front. You see his bare chest, the blood. You see the shards in his cheeks, and one is in his eye as he's like, "Wah!" and he runs off to the side and rams into the wall, having taken a shitload of damage. The other dude, the alchemical water that's in it is burning on his back as he's like trying to put it out. He takes his cloak off the deer and throws it down comically, as he's screaming, looking up at you with like foam in his mouth. He is about to bludgeon you as suddenly Tony runs up with a baton. What do you do, Tony?
Hit him.
Okay, what'd you bid?
I'm bidding bureaucratic excellence, because these people don't have a visa.
You are, absolutely. As you're filled with the rage of patriotism, go ahead and throw down.
That's one success.
Do you add to it in any way you can? You need... Actually, you need two. Two to go to Limbo, three to actually get a clean success. Because he's already been attacked once.
I will use my proficiency. My last one, I believe. Yep. No, I got one more.
To reroll a die. Do it.
I will use my learning proficiency. And to give me another success, that brings me up to two.
Okay. That's Limbo.
Limbo.
You got ninja gear, you got abilities.
I have... I wonder what Vestige of the Godhead does when I'm dead.
I don't know. You gonna bid it?
Yes.
So you're gonna activate it. Yes. How many upgrades do you have?
One.
Oon upgrade. Let's consult the book.
Page 186.
God damn, nice. That said, my book is a little bit different than yours. But not that different. Vestige of the Godhead. Some shamans, or Tonys, are gifted with the power of presence that can move the hearts of Zens. The merry sound of their speech carries and booms as though an echo of the gods' power courses through their voices. In moments of truth, and when their gods lend them the power, these chosen exhibit the vestige of the Godhead, and are even able to speak with beings of power with far greater billions of soul than their own, without exploding. This could have helped you earlier. Yeah. So you get one success on top of that.
I go up to them and I say, "No Jesus, no visa."
You get a pip too as you bludgeon this guy, seething and foaming at the mouth with your baton. Roll your damage and you get a plus one on top of it.
The baton, I'm guessing that's what, a D4 or D6?
It's probably a medium weapon, so it's a D4 plus one.
All right.
Light is a D4, medium is D4 plus one, heavy is D6 plus one. So yeah, D4 plus one, so D4 plus two.
That's a three.
All right. Tony, how do you save Nordskin?
First, I whip out my baton and I run all the way up to him. And I say, "No visa," or "No Jesus, no visa."
What?
Just as he says, "What?" Bam, he gets it right in the face.
As you crack, you hear his jaw break as his eyes spin in the back of his head. He spins, makes a sound, and collapses unconscious. Simon and Leah. It's a nice day. You know, you're you know, it's nighttime. Nighttime stroll. Brisk walk. You've made it to the top of the hill as Mariah's jumping up and down beside you, trying to keep warm in all of the blankets that she could muster of carrying. You move past the place where you guys saw Onus and such. Guys bidding or doing anything, or are you just continuing on?
Oh, whatever. I'll bid. I will bid seasons to, you know, go faster.
Okay. What are you, you're just trying to move faster? Where are you trying to get to?
Well, I mean, considering that Nord was talking about the temple thing earlier, I'd imagine that's where he would have probably gone, considering he didn't go back to Simon, so I'm gonna head down that way.
Are you skipping? Are you walking backwards? Tell me.
So actually, yeah. So, funny you mentioned that, because as someone who has grown up in the forest, actually going down a hill that is covered with brush, skipping is a very good option for not tripping down a hill. Trust me, I've done it so many times. It works so much better than trying to walk or run.
So Leah frolics down to the sunken temple. Mariah, giggling, follows her. Simon, what are you doing?
Are you skipping too? This way? No.
You're not frolicking?
No.
Are you going to bid to get there soon, or are you just briskly walking and you'll get there in a minute?
I'm just going to get there in a minute because I'm running out of traits.
Oh, I understand. I feel it. All right, as Leah, you notice that Simon is lagging behind. He seems determined, but just a little bit out of breath, like he's conserving his energy. Bad guys go. Two of them, one for each of you, except they can't see Nord. One says, "There's another one in here." "Where?"
"No, there isn't."
"Get him!" As they converge on you. They believe you. You can make your reaction roll. This would be brawn, okay, if you want to block. This would be grace if you want to get out of the way. Or if you want to do something else to avoid getting bludgeoned.
Something else, huh?
Yep. The threshold for this is 4.
Ah.
For they are attacking you. Each, you're getting attacked by 2 people.
Like, are they attacking me immediately? Like, right now?
Oh, yeah. They're going to beat you until you're dead.
I will attempt to parry with the baton because, I mean, you can actually block with it.
Yep, do it. So it'd be grace or brawn. It's up to you.
Grace or brawn. I got it. I will use grace. There we go.
The doctor never runs. All right. Nord, you see them again move directly past you because they can't see you. Attempting to murder your friend.
One success.
Can I react?
What would you do?
I don't know. Put my foot out and try to trip him.
You can aid Tony. Indeed, you can.
Can I?
What do you bid?
Tony?
And give him an aspect die.
I will aid Tony by using my anxious anxiety, which is a trait that I have, to stick out my to. Stick out my foot and give him my grace die, which when they're attacking him, you know, they're probably all tripped up.
Yep. And what is the grace die? Okay, so you get a d8, you get to roll it twice, and take the better, since Nord is invisible, it's a much better idea. So Holker, you get a D8, roll it twice and take the better.
The better?
Yeah.
Is a 3.
As you trip one, he... it trips him, but it actually corrects his gait as he's like, this is perfect! And comes down with his cudgel onto Tony's head, cracking it like an egg. As the other one runs up, it's their cudgels are like, they're like primitive. It's like wrapped with sinew, and it's like a big rock as he comes up and hits him directly in the stomach. All right, so you got one success. Threshold is 4, so that's 3. Drizzle, will you roll me a D4?
Three.
All right, so 3 and 3. So you take 6 damage to the dome. That said, Tony, you obviously see stars. It obviously hurts as you get cracked directly on the cranium and then cracked directly in like the liver. The air comes out of your body. Nord, it looks like Tony just got killed
again,
but something happens. Tony, you take 6 damage, but you actually only take 3.
Ooh. Whoa.
Now, if that kills you, I don't know what to do, but...
That means... That means I save. Take half damage. Like Jesus.
Like Jesus.
It's an old D&D joke.
You get a narrative point. As Nord, you look up, expecting blood and brains. And instead, you just see Tony holding his head, looking really angry at the guy who's looking at his cudgel and back at his acolyte buddy and then back at Tony. Which witchcraft is this?
Player turn yet?
Player turn.
I am going to say, once again, I'm going to bid Pointy End goes there. And do a called shot on the back of one of the guy's heads, because this thing is something that Nord does, and stick him in the back of his head with his dirgy dirk.
The dirgy dirk. All right. As you bid, go and throw down.
And I'm going to say, we are from the other side, you fucking idiots. And I'm going to hit him in the freaking head.
As you throw it out. So the threshold to get these guys is 1, since they've been attacked twice now.
That is 2 successes.
All right. So you're up by 1. Go ahead and roll damage.
And the Jerky Jerk is not... It's another fucking D4. Everything I do, I just stab people with my little D4s.
That's D4s are shiny.
4. And got 4 damage. But it was a cold shot.
Yep. So roll your chaos die. D6. Hope it's not a 1.
Yeah, I know. It'd be bad. It's a 2.
All right. And now, because you did that, roll another D4. This is your extra damage because you hit him in the head.
That's 6.
All right, so total is how much damage? 6?
10.
10?
Yeah, because I got 4.
Yeah.
No, wait. I got 3, so it's 9.
9.
9 into the back of his skull.
All right, well, their vitality is 6. So how do you murder this guy?
Well, he doesn't see me, clearly. Nord is pissed off because they're attacking us, and... He pretty much just screams, "We are from the side, you fucking idiot," and stabs him, so it looks like, I guess, an invisible sword that heats up his brain, makes his head explode, and that's it.
Popcorn brains explode everywhere. The other guy, seeing this, from the other side, as he runs to the door and bangs on it.
I immediately say, shut the hell up.
What do you bid?
I am going to bid, I'm going to bid convinced.
This guy having, it's a threshold zero right now. As you bid, he stops, turns around, pisses himself, huddles down in the corner, and shakes. Simon and Leah, you make it to the pool. Leah, you are at the pool, I should say, since Simon did not bid. Simon, you're coming down. You're pretty close. Leah, you're at the pool first with Mariah. The pool is not frozen. It's completely just liquid.
Well, I guess we go down.
Do they see glowing green?
Oh yeah, there's this blue liquid in the shape of an arrow pointing toward was it towards the sigil?
Well, it's towards the, I guess it was towards the underwater thing where we went.
Towards the underwater entrance. Glowing there. As Mariah gets down, she's like, oh, look, a sign. It's magic.
Yeah. Look at this. Magical.
As she like, gets some of it.
Yeah, look. Don't do that.
It glows. I wonder if I can draw on you. She starts, like, drawing on your arm with it.
No, don't.
Smells really bad.
Yeah, maybe you should have smelled it before you started trying to draw with it.
Ugh.
Yeah, put it down now, please.
Washes it in the pool. Anyway, you have glowing Nord piss on your arm.
Cool. Yeah. Leah will pull out her pistol and, all right, I guess we, go down.
Wait, they went in the water? I thought you were saying they were coming over to look at the sigil and stuff.
Mariah shrugs. Huh, it is Nord and Tony.
They were doing that too, but they are talking about something under the water, so. And there's an arrow pointing that way, and I don't imagine Lady Callie would have been so generous as to point us in the right direction.
Are you a good swimmer?
I mean, I'm okay.
I'm a good swimmer.
What happens if we get down there and there's no air and we just find their bodies? Because, I mean, it's in the bottom of a lake.
Mariah just sort of looks at you as her eyes get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, then I guess we all go down with the ship.
Maybe it's not such a good idea, Mom.
Well, what do you want to do then?
Do you actually think they went under there?
I don't know.
Let me go down first and you stay here with Mariah and see what's going on. I don't want you guys jumping into water with nothing down there but more water.
Yeah, but what if you go down there and there's no air and then you're dying and then you're just a floating body too? How would we know?
Well, if I don't come back up, don't go in.
But what if there's like a room and you like someone gets you? How would we know? We can't leave you, Simon.
Let me scope it out first, and then I'll If I see a room, I won't go into it, and I'll come back up and let you know.
She looks up at you, Leah.
Well, as Bozo the Clown once said, everything floats down here, so... I'm sure we'll see you again, even if you do end up, floating up here or something. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to, So you sure you don't want me to go right now with you?
Do you think it's safe for Mariah to go?
I mean, how am I even supposed to know? Like, what if you get into a fight down there and we're just standing up here twiddling our thumbs?
If you think it's safe for you and Mariah to go down with me, then you are her mother.
I mean, I'm not going to claim I think it's safe, but I don't think it's any less safe than standing up here, because knowing what else in the, God's name is out in the forest.
I shrug my shoulders and jump into the water.
Sploosh!
Alright, Mariah, since you're shorter, obviously,
Hey.
You're going to hold on... Well, I mean, you'll get bigger eventually, but for now, you're shorter. Then I'm going to swim faster than you, so what I'm going to do is you are going to wrap your arms around my neck and hold your breath as long as you can, and I am going to swim for both of us, okay?
Fine.
Alright.
Alright, what do you two bid?
I bid my flaw, judgy.
As you go down 20 feet. Leah?
I bid... hardened.
Similar trek. Are you going to bid Mariah?
Yeah, to make sure she's good. As long as you're all good with that.
Yeah. You all good?
She probably should be bidding or throwing down or something.
As Mariah, true to her word, is very good at swimming and holding her breath, as you guys get down to 20 feet, the pressure is very intense. Maybe there's a point, Leah, where you look back just to check on Mariah as she gives you the thumbs up. You make your way into the room with the stairs. The doors are open. The braziers are already on. And you see a dead guy, his brains splattered like popcorn all over the place. Another one is lying unconscious, his face mangled. Another one is off to the side, and you see Tony walking up to a fourth acolyte huddling in the corner of this room. Nord is, of course, nowhere to be found. Action's on you guys.
It looks like they've been here.
I'm going to move forward to the next room, Tony.
Wait.
Ah, there he is.
No. We got someone here.
Well, I'm going to scout ahead and...
Hold on. You
ask the guy questions.
Go ahead and scout ahead. All of you are in the same room. Just so y'all are aware.
Yeah. I tell the acolyte, why are you here?
As you start questioning the acolyte, what are you two doing? Simon and Leah.
So, what's going on? Nord, wherever you are, Tony.
What?
What's going on?
What's Nord, going are you pushing on? Or pulling?
Oh, me? I'm going to just go. I, as soon as we finished up in the room, I'm going to go ahead because
this happens in normal time. So as you're going to the door, they're walking in.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to try finding the next room to go to.
Yeah, you see the door. Do you push or pull? Okay.
I saw the guy pushing, right? He was trying to get into the door.
He was banging on it. Yep.
I'm gonna bid forensics, I guess.
Yep.
To see if this door is got any magical thing to and to activate my scent of colors, see if I see anything in the door.
As you sit there concentrating on the sort of ebb and flow, Leah and Simon and Tony, you're right there.
I tell the acolyte,
oh, he's just sort of gibbering.
Who are you trying to get to help you? Why were you banging on the door?
I think we should just kill him. He's not going to tell us anything useful.
No. I was going to get help.
Who's going to help you?
From the other side. I can open the door for you. You can't open it. As Nord, you see, you sense there is something like a barrier. It's hard to describe. Something that won't allow the lock to move.
I say to the acolyte, empty your pockets.
Sure. As he starts emptying his pockets, he's got like a knife, you know, wallet, some keys to a car.
Step back.
He does. He scoots back.
I take the knife and the keys, and I look at the wallet.
All right, you do.
I will actually kneel down in front of him and say, Aresh Kagal will curse you, you know.
Oh, shit. looking at it, you see his name is George Denny. He's got a driver's license from Detroit. I'm just a guy.
You think you can call out her name and there'll be no consequences when you're working for her enemy? You will be judged and you will wish you had never been born.
He's
and your head will
out,
explode.
Man. He's freaking out. Don't make my head explode, Simon. Oh my God.
I'm going to pick up. Well, I'm letting them do their...
Yeah, stop that. Just jump in.
Look, guys, we need to open this door. He's no help.
Simon, what do you do?
I'm going to pick up a cudgel from one of the guys. And I'm going to go try and push one. I'll help. I don't know Nord's there, but I'm going to go try and push the door.
With the cudgel?
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to hold the cudgel because I'm going to use it as a weapon. But I'm going to try to push the door open. Because I don't know Nord's trying.
Yep. As you get up there, seems like the door's locked. Perhaps barred on the other side.
It's locked. It's locked, Simon. I'm trying to open it with my mind.
This dude says he can open it.
I don't believe him. Well, if you can open it, have him open it. I mean, he was just pounding on it a second ago. Clearly, he can't open it. He's like those guys back in the... He's just like... I don't know, cannon fodder.
No. I can open it. It just takes a minute.
Listen. What are you going to do to open it? How do you open it?
It's some words and a little ritual thing I have to do. It just takes
a
little time.
Here's the better question. What's on the other side of the doors?
The rest of the temple.
Oh. And I'm guessing there are other people in there, aren't there?
There are some, yeah. But they're all busy. They're busy doing the sacrifice. They're busy with that detective guy. They'll never know.
Okay. I will go over and grab him. I'm going to go over and grab him by the collar and lift him up. And I'm going to bid bad cop and say, you better get this door open right now. if Idaway's on the other side. And, like, I shove him towards the doors.
Idaway? Who's Idaway? As he kind of walks at the door, as he bumps into something that isn't there, he rams into you, Nord. As you're pushed forward. As...
It's just a locked door.
It's not just locked. It's locked with
It is magic. Just a locked door. I looked at it. I didn't see anything. It's not magic. This is not a magic door. I would know it if it was a magic door. This is not a magic door.
I got his card key.
Is that what Simon just picked the lock or something.
It won't work.
It's not a magic door. I would know if it's a magic door. There's nothing magic about this door. It's just a regular fucking door. Just pick the lock.
I'll look and see if there's a lock.
There is a lock.
Okay, then I will... I will bid...
You can also throw down.
I'm just going to throw down because I'm running out of stuff.
And somebody needs to shut him up for a while.
That's two successes.
Two successes. Simon, you easily pick the door. Pick the lock. You press on the door. It's as though it's been barred on the opposite side. That would be the obvious idea. Like they put down maybe a bar of some sort.
Is there a gap between the doors?
A little bit.
Is it a big enough gap to put something through to try to lift the bar up on the other side?
Sure.
Okay. Will the cudgel fit in there?
No.
No. If we have something skinny...
I'm skinny.
Well, it's to fit through the door and push the bar up.
Oh. I'm telling you, it's a spell. Oh.
Somebody just knock him out. I don't care.
The candelabras, are they at the bottom? Are they thin metal, like on a pole?
They're braziers.
Yeah.
You want to drop a narrative point?
I'll drop a narrative point to say that they're in the old where it's like the thin metal at the end and it sits in the thing and you can kind of pull it out and use it as a torch.
Absolutely.
So that's the way they
like
are.
Sconce. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to pull it out and it's small enough that I can fit it through.
Sure. What do you do with the fire?
I'll go out. I'll go back and douse it in the water.
You do.
And then come back in and stick it through the door to try and lift up the thing on the other side.
All right. So, here's the deal. It is magically sealed. Nord, I literally said that.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I described that you sent the colors to tell that there's something otherworldly and barring it. That said, that's fine. That said, well, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I like this strategy. So, what we're going to do is say there is a magic spell on it, but it's an item that's magically locking it. So can you move that item? Can you disturb it and knock it off? We'll do a throwdown. Threshold is 2. Remember, you have this sconce, so you could bid that as ninja gear, and you've got some people that can aid you. For example, Nord could aid you. Could anyone else... Yes, but I'm going to leave that up to you guys.
Threshold is 2.
Yep. And this is the last scene. 3? Yes.
Oh, no. Actually, I have 4. Yeah.
All right, so you get a narrative point.
9 and 8, so,
oh, I'll aid him. But... but...
So,
I will aid him the only way that I know how.
What's that?
I open the book.
Uh-oh.
No.
This is the wrong time, buddy. No, you don't open the book. I'm gonna stop him.
As you start to open the book and unseen hands close the book.
Jeez. Not teleport there. You got it. Time and place. Time and place. If you just use this stuff willy nilly, it's gonna be meaningless, Tony.
Yeah, but it might knock down the door.
Yeah, but meanwhile, the door is not the big issue. The big issue is the big fucking scary monsters that are coming through a magic porthole that's going to eat everything that we know and love. And you know what? None of them are naturalized citizens. So, like,
I take the baton and I swing it at the acolyte.
All right.
Nobody has the passport.
What do you bid and roll damage?
I bid Detroit.
Yeah, so throw down and any successes are damage. So it'd be grace and your action die. And then tell me those successes and then roll your damage die.
One success.
Okay, and then roll your damage.
Five.
Is that total?
Yeah, total.
All right, with five, you see, you all see Tony suddenly take two quick steps up to the other acolyte and crush his face. As Mariah is helping Simon, Simon, you're wedging this piece in.
And by the way, the reason I say that, the reason I did that.
Oh, we don't care about that.
Okay.
As you're wedging the piece in, you feel it's almost like magnetic poles or the same, like two positives, as there's this repelling, as Mariah has like one of her hands on it trying to like stabilize it. She's not really helping. As you chunk, hear this clunk, 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 and Nord, you feel the barrier drop. Now, Tony, you can tell them why.
Because Nord just said all sorts of horrible, horrible stuff that was happening. And so I thought, and I looked at that acolyte and I thought, this MF is responsible for all of this. So,
blood pooling onto your shoes.
I'll leave him. I mean, at this point, we're kind of at this point.
Yeah, no more jury trials for anyone. Everyone's guilty until proven not an enemy.
Help me with this door. You guys, oh my God, as you see Mariah trying to push on the door.
I'll help him.
Leah, do you help as well?
Yeah, I'll help push on the door.
As you all open the door, you see beyond
door
a trapezoid-shaped room. So four walls. The far wall across from me is the longest. You're at the shortest wall where you are. And then two slanted walls that way. There are two massive cauldrons with gurgling, burbling skulls and blue flame on either side. The floor is a mosaic of marble and swirling patterns that have been obviously written with wax and blood on the marble. The red writ in plain sight. In the middle, as though a hologram, a dimension that you can't quite understand. It's not three-dimensional. It folds in on itself and undulates there. Something in between, like moving in between curtains and snaking its way out, a horror. And that's where we're going to end.
Oh, the humanity.
Oh, the vulgarity.
Lord Almighty, that was a rough one. Well, thank you guys for playing.
We learned so much.
Indeed. Hey, thanks to the chat for jumping on. And we had 7, 8, 9 people at one time for this very energetic session we had.
Oh, the energy.
Yeah, that's all I got, y'all.
Do you want to read the very indie part?
Yes. As it pops up. It hasn't popped up yet.
Oh, you want me to put the indie part up so you can pop it? So I can pop it up for you?
He enjoyed it.
Good. All right. Oh, good. I can do that.
Rodney,
can...
thank you very much for jumping on, man.
Thank you.
Snoopy Jones.
Yeah.
Harry Buncombe. And several other people that jumped on.
Yeah, Brian was in there too.
Yeah.
Oh, indeed. Brian, hell yeah.
I got a goal.
You got a goal? Ooh, yeah. What was the goal?
To read another book.
Yeah, what was it, a major or minor?
Minor.
This is the Red Writ is what we're playing. This is Dreadlore Live Play. Thank you guys for jumping on and checking it out. It's weird. The little streaming thing that I have up here doesn't mirror what's going on there.
Are you looking at my screen share? Or are you looking
the screen
at
share?
Oh, huh.
Thanks to the cast: Andrea Ella Johnson, Daniel Hulker, Drizzle, Ken Howell, and
Gore and by all lowercase frozen. Letters.
That's
Mr. Frozen. Interrupt.
Yeah, you just do it.
Thanks to the Patreon, Tim Roberts, Daniel Hulker, Nostalgic, and Natalia Klein. You guys are awesome. Thanks for the support. It means a lot. A lot, a lot, a lot. Art media by couchfiremedia.com. Got to put those W's in or it just won't work. Twarible Productions brought us Story and all of the glowing imagery for our minds, as well as the Dreadlore core book, has been brought to you by Twarible Productions. Any last thoughts before we take a break?
Our goals just hit 36.
Well, oh, that means everybody advances.
I also got a goal, a minor goal too.
Oh, good. So remember, if you get a goal, you get, if it's minor, it's one XP, you get one pip, you get one cunning and one breath back. If you get a major, you get all your cunning and breath back. You get one pip, two XP, and everyone gets a pip.
Did I? Do you feel like it was proven that Nord was invisible to you, Simon?
No, sorry.
I did talk a lot. I mean, we were in a little tiny room together. I mean, at the very end, we were having conversations. You did not see me.
I guess so.
Okay, then I did get a minor goal in that case.
At the least, you made Simon question it. There's some trickery afoot, Simon. Some sort of trickery. You don't know what it is.
38 is the goal. Or 38 should be the goals, right, Hulker?
Yep, 38
with the three of us.
Okay. All right, remember your major goals. Don't make them game ending, because then you'll never get them.
Yeah. What is the group experience and all that stuff that we get?
You just got an advancement because it was a group advancement.
Oh, so it's just one advancement for the group.
Yeah. Yeah, the group doesn't gift XP. You have to get it yourself.
Yeah. My minor goal was to convince the group to come follow me back to the lake. And
I would say you got that.
Oh, so that's 39.
I have a question.
What's up?
Was any one of you convinced that the supernatural is now real as a result of seeing me die and rise again?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Leah wasn't convinced, because at that point she'd probably, like, was way beyond being convinced, in a sense. Yeah. So.
I'm pretty sure that Nord is convinced that he is on the most epic drug trip of his entire life. He's rolling with it.
Because in that case, I might have made a major goal.
Does Simon believe?
What was your major goal?
To convince a skeptic screaming. That the supernatural was real.
Was anyone a skeptic?
I'm the only skeptic there is.
Yeah. Were you convinced that the supernatural is real?
I don't know what's going on. Okay. Simon doesn't know what's going on. He's, he's rolling with it right now, but he does, there is a part of him that says Nord was messing around with drugs, making drugs right beside all of us. He is rolling with it and not questioning it right now, but I don't know if he believes it's 100% real.
Fair enough. We're at 38.
Manando.
No, we're at 39 because Nord got one.
Oh, okay.
Nord got a minor goal.
I did, indeed. Are we going to do after hours here in a second? Or was
you guys good to do it?
I personally am not either. Who?
Yeah, I'm probably going to go to bed, but.
All right, well, do you want to do 5 minutes or we'll just call it a night?
Can you guys hang out for 5 minutes and talk about your ship?
Sure.
Yeah, I can probably do that.
Let's do a 5 minute after hours.
Where were we tonight, guys? Tony. Why did you announce your presence? The people in the room. What was it like being dead? Really? What was it like being dead? Forget about that other stuff. What was it like being dead?
Well, it's like I was in Detroit.
You never That's, left.
Yeah. no, it was. It's great. I mean, I was in coach, by the way. Unfortunately, the snacks showed up about an hour in. It's one of those airport biscotti packages that
They give to you on the landing sequence.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything that they wanted to add about the psyche of their character, what they went through tonight?
Leah is definitely, definitely feeling like she kind of, particularly with how that last session ended when we were fighting that monstrosity, that was probably like the first time that Leah truly felt like they, at least as they are, don't have much of a chance of fighting back. Cause like they've kind of, you know, they've kind of made it work all the other times, but that thing was, I mean, obviously like Tony died, you know, so that thing was pretty beyond the pale. So I think Leah's realizing she needs more tools in her arsenal, so to speak.
I think that Nord was convinced that getting on the boat was certain death for everyone. That if we'd left the island and we decided to run away from what was happening, if we don't close that porthole, that these creatures would just come and come and come, and it didn't matter anymore. That's what he realized, I think, at that when that creature attacked. What did Leah, how did she experience the goddess or them? That, but it seems like there was a connection between you and that entity.
I think Leah is very sympathetic to her because she kind of, it was a very odd, you know, sequence of events, because obviously now knowing that she was a, you know, basically in the same position that Lady Callie is at one point. I think Leah recognizes that she could, like, in a sense, she's kind of quote unquote evil, but it definitely seems like she has realized that she chose the wrong side. And even if that's only because, you know, she got cursed, I feel like Leah trusts that she is on the, you know, quote unquote good side at least. Or at the very least, that she's someone who would consistently be an ally to us.
Would Simon ever join a group like the Blue Hand group? I mean, he doesn't believe in mysticism. He thinks he's on a drug trip, I guess, right now. Is that correct?
He doesn't know what's going on.
100%. Would he ever no. Like don some blue gloves and like?
No, he wouldn't. He doesn't trust them. Honestly, he doesn't trust. He doesn't trust a lot of organized groups. That's why he's a private detective now. You know, because he was a part of the cops and stuff and saw that, so he would rather work alone. He wouldn't, like, he'll use them and work with them, but with a group, but he won't ever join a group.
Bill, does Mariah believe? And if she does believe now, where maybe she didn't believe before, does that mean that Tony got his major goal?
Well, Mariah, being a kid, just believes. Like, she accepts what she sees. So it's a different thing. Like, her worldview is not actually shaken by this information. What shakes it is when she sees stuff that is actually traumatic. So seeing a horror bends a human mind, bends a mortal's mind. Seeing death and destruction and violence, that trauma. But when it comes to, like, wait a minute, things don't work that way, she actually has a lot more resilience than you guys do, which is why she doesn't really make those sanity rolls the same. The point being, she didn't ever not believe, but she's not a believer, right? If someone came up to her and said, oh, there's nothing in the world that's actually supernatural, she'd be like, well, you're dumb. Obviously there is, right? But she didn't, like, become a believer.
And clearly, doesn't Leah believe now because she took the amulet from the goddess creature?
No, I mean, in most respects, particularly, honestly, Leah's basically believed in, you know, in terms of, believe that they've been dealing with supernatural stuff from the beginning. I mean, you know, she wasn't, particularly given that much of the Jewish mysticism deals with very occult-y kind of stuff, she would have been at the very least exposed to that. She might not have necessarily always believed in it or been that in-depth in it, but she would at least have had some understanding of it, to where, you know, when she encountered all this stuff that was undeniably supernatural, she was like, oh, okay, I guess, you know, I guess that kind of stuff always existed, and I just did never encounter it before kind of thing.
Hmm. You know what, Tony? I've been thinking about it as Nord. I think that Nord believes now. I don't think he believed before, but I think there's just too much. And he's done a lot of drugs. So I would be inclined to give that to you. That after fighting the demon from beyond, you know, and you dying and then coming back, I feel like that, you know, even and Nord is invisible. Like, he's done a lot of drugs in the past. And, you know, in the past,
and we'll probably do a lot of drugs in the future because of this.
Yeah, it was in the past. It was probably he was just hallucinating, you know, colors or shapes or, you know, little Smurf like people. This is very different experience than bad trips that he's experienced in the past. So I don't know.
Sounds like you got your major goal in it.
Because I literally, Nord did not believe at the beginning, and I think after this island experience, you know, it's kind of hard to unsee this stuff.
So what that means is, you get 2 XP, everyone gets a pip, since he got a major goal, including Tony, you get a pip. You get all your cunning back and all your breath. Although, remember, your maximum breath is 3, not 4. And if you're 3 XP or more, then on the montage, which will be the start of next session, you can advance. You cash 3 XP in, and then you advance. And that's how that works.
We can only do 1 advancement per montage, right?
No, you can do multiple advancements. It just can't be in the same thing.
And then when you drop with pips, when you drop the load, you can get a trait.
Correct. Yeah, only a trait. You can't fold the story into a ninja gear, but you can gain a trait, which is really powerful because it's your resources.
All right, I got a better go because I got to feed the dogs, but. Indeed. I will see you guys next time.
I gotta go myself. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Bye, guys.
All.
Good night.
Bye.
All right, y'all.
Good night.
See you guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.